But this is a very imperfect world. And in this imperfect world, even change for the better, even spiritual development, may bring its own little problems along with it. When you develop spiritually, even to a small extent, you not only develop, not only grow, you grow away from. You grow away from your old friends and associates. You grow away from your relations. And you grow away from them because you no longer share their ideas and their attitudes. It's not that you necessarily want particularly to grow away from them. The growing away from them is simply the natural result, the inevitable result of your own process of development. And in particular, perhaps, you grow away from your parents, your mother, your father. And of course, there is, as we all know, in any case, the generation gap, as it's called. And in modern Western society, relations between parents and children are often not easy, often are very strained, very difficult, painful, for various reasons. Now, here too, the FWBO follows the middle way. Here too, we have been on the middle way for the last 20 years. And in this connection, I'm speaking of all of us, order members, mitras, and friends alike. The middle way is, by very definition, a middle way between extremes, between two extremes. So what are the two extremes so far as our relations with our parents are concerned? What are the two extremes? We can call them submission and rejection, though these terms are not particularly good ones. Perhaps conformity and rebellion would be better. By submission, I mean accepting your parents' point of view in all things, or at least in practically all things, accepting their ideas, accepting their attitudes, and so on. And therefore not doing anything of which they, your parents, would disapprove, even if you want to. I remember when I was in my teens, I heard about a woman, a grown-up woman, married woman with a family, who didn't dare to mend a stocking on the Sabbath because her old father, who was living with them, disapproved of that sort of thing. I was about to say that this sort of submission is becoming increasingly rare. But then I remembered that there is also what we may call the internalized parent. And the internalized parent is often as powerful, or even more powerful than the actual parent ever was. But be that as it may, in the FWBO, we neither submit to our parents, nor do we reject them. Here too, we follow the middle way. We are on the middle way. The mere fact that we are changing, that we're developing spiritually, means, in most cases, as I've already said, that we are moving away from our parents. So there's no question of our submitting to them. Indeed, we may have moved away from our parents, both literally and metaphorically, long before we had any thought of spiritual development, long before we came into contact with the FWBO. So we're not in much danger, really, of falling into the extreme of submission. But what about the extreme of rejection? We're in a much greater danger, I think, of falling into that, the extreme of rejecting our parents. For various reasons, in fact, society often seems to encourage us to reject our parents, seems to accentuate the differences between us, seems to widen the generation gap. Not only that, there are some extreme religious groups which do in fact encourage us to reject our parents. Encourage us to cut off all contact with them, that is, if they do not accept our new beliefs. But this, most emphatically, is not the attitude of the FWBO. In the FWBO, we actually encourage our members to keep up contact with them, with their parents. We encourage them to improve their relations with them, though without compromising our own independence. Now, why do we do this? Why is this the FWBO's attitude? For what reason does the FWBO adopt this attitude? The reason is very simple, and it is a Buddhist reason. When one rejects one's parents, when one rejects anybody, in fact, the rejection is almost always the expression of a negative emotional attitude. In plain English, it's an expression of anger or ill will or even of hatred. Not negative emotions, as I'm sure practically all of us know only too well. Negative emotions are one of the biggest obstacles to the leading of the spiritual life. They're one of the things that really do get in the way, that really do prevent us from making progress. Hatred, in fact, is one of the five mental hindrances, as they're called, that prevent us from entering into higher states of consciousness, or prevent us, in a word, from meditating properly. It is important, therefore, in fact, it's of the utmost importance that we get rid of our negative emotions, and particularly important that we get rid of our negative emotions, if we have any, towards our own parents. Now, you may be wondering, why is it particularly important that we should get rid of our negative emotions towards our parents? But the reason is, I think, sufficiently obvious. Under normal circumstances, it is, after all, our parents who bring us up. And we therefore have a longer connection with our parents than with any other human beings, with the possible exception of siblings. And because we are so closely associated with our parents, and from such an early period, from such an early date, our emotional ties with them are naturally very strong indeed. Sometimes we don't realize how strong they are. In fact, they're probably stronger than our emotional ties with anybody else, and may even determine the pattern of all our subsequent emotional relationships. Thus, a great deal of emotional energy is invested in our attitude to our relationship with our parents, even though we may not be aware of this fact. So what does it mean? What does it add up to? It means that if our emotional attitude towards our parents is negative, then our emotional attitude is very negative indeed. It means that our whole emotional life is seriously disturbed, even distorted. May even mean that we have difficulty in relating to other people in a positive manner. And it certainly will mean that we find it more difficult to develop spiritually than we otherwise would have done. It therefore is of the utmost importance that we should get rid of our negative feelings towards our parents. It's important that we should establish positive, friendly relations with them. Important that we should not reject them. Now, the establishing of positive, friendly relations with one's parents may not be easy. May not be easy either for them or for us. But we should persevere. We should be patient. What it has taken a long time to do will probably take a long time to undo. I'm referring, of course, to the development of negative emotion. Our parents may actually disapprove of our way of life, of what we're doing. They may be disappointed that we're not living up to their expectations. And parents have all sorts of expectations of their children, very often. They may not be able to understand why we've given up a good job, or sacrificed a promising career for the sake of what they see as a passing whim, namely Buddhism, or the FWBO. And these factors may make our task more difficult. But, as I said, we should persevere. We should explain to our parents what we're trying to do, should communicate ourselves as fully as possible. And in the end, if we persevere, usually they will understand, at least to some extent. I mean, even parents aren't totally stupid, huh? They may not understand why you have gone or want to go for refuge to the three jewels, but at least they'll come to understand that Buddhism really is important to you. It really does matter to you. And perhaps they'll even see that you've become a better and happier person since you became part of the FWBO. Even if they don't understand, however, you at least will have cleared the air so far as you are concerned. Your attitude towards them will be emotionally positive, whatever their attitude towards you may be. You will feel metta for them, even though they may not feel metta for you. And in this way, you will avoid the extreme of rejecting your parents, even as you avoid the extreme of submitting to them also. Like the rest of the FWBO, you'll be following the middle way. You'll be on the middle way, so far as relations with your parents are concerned.